Beis Hashem, we like to start the Inyan, very choshev Inyan of the Kaisel of Marabi that we have Baruch Hashem in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. And we have to know Be'etzem that the Kaisel, we look at the Kaisel as something that's very gishmak. You get a bus, off you go, you're at the Kaisel already. Very easy. Oh, but the Maisel, it never used to be that way. Right, as everybody knows, and we'll say some Maisel Shehoya, but we see already from the Rishonim. Right, the Smag, for example, brings Hazal Loshen in Sefer, and he says that the Kaisel was once seen by somebody. We have an aide that actually saw and wrote testimony that he saw the Kaisel. He tried to describe it in the Sefer. Mamish, you know, nowadays we're looking at this, what's the big deal? Or but Amal, it was Mamish, something that people never knew what it was, never knew what it looked like, what was the story, what was the Inyan, and we have the Maisel Simenyonim, that where it came from, some of the stories, some of the Makara Dvorim. We want to speak out Be'ika, is Halacha Sheh Be'ika. So we want to speak out some of the Halachas that are Negeya to going, to ripping the garments, to the Kedushas, HaKoysel, and other Inyonim that are Negeya. Shabbos we're going to get into, not Shabbos, we did Shabbos another time. So that's what it goes on. The Koysel HaMarovi is made up as follows. It has 45 rows of stones, from top to bottom. 17 of those rows are sunk into the ground, and 28 of those rows are revealed, and that's what you see Lamaisa. Now, all of those different rows that you have in the Kaisel were built at different periods of times by different people. For example, the bottom 6 rows were built by David HaMelech at the Zman of the first Beis HaMikdash. The 18 next layers were huge stones.
When you say the bottom, you mean like
all the way down. When I say bottom, I mean all the actual first layers.
That's how it looked.
Yeah. But we don't see the bottom layers. David HaMelech built the first 6. The next 18 layers were built huge stones at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. The next 4 rows are also even much bigger, much smoother, and they were built Be'erach around 700 years ago. And the 17 top rows were built by actually someone from England approximately 100 years ago. He added up the first, then the last 17 rows. Like that.
Moses Matthew.
Yeah, a lot of
Moses Matthew.
Again?
Moses Matthew.
Yeah, that's it, that's the name. That's the name. I remember that name, I can remember. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Oh, we're going to get to this Amigdash. Hold on. The questions, we'll get to all the questions of this Amigdash. Please, Hashem. 28.
17 are buried, 28.
Right. Now, the size of each of the stones that we have, the Esam, the big stones, are 3.5 feet high, and they average from Be'erech 3.5 to 13 feet long. Abgedekav, on the southern side, there are some stones that are 35 feet long, and they weigh approximately 70 tons. On the northern side of the wall, there are the most humongous stones that you have, that are actually 10 feet tall. One of them is 40 feet long, and there's a hole there, open from one side to the other side. It's 13 feet deep, and it weighs 400 tons. So the obvious question is, Rabbi, there were no machines! How'd they get these things over there? They were like, you man labor! They were heavy people! What's the chat?
They did the rolling.
Better we have a medrash.
The head machines, they're magic.
Magic. Oh! Very good. The medrash says, as those who burn the medrash, that the stones...
What?
No.
Pyramids.
That there was a nace, and the Malachim came to help them actually lift up these stones, because it was extra bechlau for a human being to pick up such a stone. This is Mavon the Medrash. What?
I
was once walking past there with a big menorah. You know, they have the gold menorah by the top over there. So I was walking past with that, a whole tour of people over there, and they said, when the Messiah comes, we're going to take this menorah and just roll it down from wheels straight into the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to start lighting. Now, Be'etzem, there's a Medrash in Eicha. The Medrash in Eicha says as follows. We know Apostanius, he came into Yerushalayim with 4 generals, and he told each of these generals, I want each of you to knock down and destroy one of the walls that we have over there. So 3 of them were Mekayim, and they actually knocked and they destroyed 3 of the walls. one of them decided he's not going to listen, and he is leaving the walls, the wall that he was assigned to destroy, the way it is. Now he was called in by the head general and said, "Hey, I told you to do something. Why don't you do it?" He said, "I'll tell you. Because what's the cheshem?" Cheshem was like this. "Because if I destroy this wall, then everyone's going to say, he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash." All right, very nice. Well, we don't know what that was, we didn't see. "But if I leave a wall up, then everyone's going to say, wow, that was one wall. You imagine what the whole thing was. Therefore, I did it as a cover for you." He said, "Very nice, Enochanami, but you didn't listen to orders. So you have a choice. Jump off a roof, and if you live, then I will leave you alone." And Ankede Kap, the Medrash brings down, he jumped off the roof and he died. That was the mice that happened over there. As Zoyzuk the Eidek Medrash in Eicha. Now, what's the level, Hashem? Now,
he should have lived.
What's that? Pashi should have lived. What was the mice? What was his life? The Maram Chigaz asks a very interesting question. We know that the Ramban lived for a certain tkufa in Eretz Yisrael. So he asks, how is it that the Ramban does not mention anywhere, in any of the Ramban's writings, any word about the Kaisel? It shouldn't be mentioned, it should have been somewhere, the Halachos, Ashkof, or something. Why does he not mention anything about it? And he says, a Yodua Dikamaisam, I'm sure most of the Oilim may know, but it's worth repeating because the Maram says it actually. Says the Maram, there was a Maisa that happened over there, that a youth sultan came to live in Yerushalayim, and he built himself a huge house by Harabites. One day it happened to be that he saw an old woman, a 70-year-old woman, coming in with garbage. And she took garbage and she dumped it onto the wall. And he got out, he went crazy. "Hey, this is my house! What are you doing over here?" And she said, "No, I had to walk 2 days to get over here with my garbage." "And what are you coming here for?" "Because in Rome, all the people over there made a tzivoy that every single person has to come at least a few times during the week with the garbage can and empty it on the coastal." He said, "Huh? Why would you do such a thing?" He said, "Boshen, because they can't destroy the wall, because that's Yashin. They tried, they couldn't do it. So they decided, we'll bury it, we'll hide it, no one will ever know about it." And Kachava, that's what happened. They came, and eventually got fuller and fuller, until it was not near La'ayin Bechlal. You couldn't see the coastal. Now, he got very upset about this. So what happened to Maisa? They wanted to clean it up. How they clean it up? They sprinkled some of these gold coins in a few places. Then they spread the rumors of Oisai. "I hear there's a treasure buried under that garbage dump." So everyone started saying, "Maybe we'll give it a try." They started getting a few garbage. Hey, we found the gold coin! Hey, Mom and everyone got excited. Within hours, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there, and everyone was busy digging. Every so often they found a gold coin, and they made the Baruch Hashem. It was able to do for free, basically, to go and clear the whole area of the coastal. So the Maram, that's that! Now we understand why the Ramban didn't mention it. Because the Ramban never saw it, Bechlau. He heard about it. Did he see it? He never saw it. That was this man of the Ramban. Now, it's Mubar in the Gemara, Tainis Taflamet, that if a person wants to be Zoycha, to see the building of the Beis HaMikdosh, then he should be Roy, and he should try to have Tsar from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh. Now, we know that the Essen is a big shayla in the Rishonim already. Mamash, a huge shayla in the Rishonim. Is the Kedusha where the Kaisel is? When we now go to the Kaisel HaMaravi, is there Be'esen Kedusha or is there not? Because we know that the Kedusha was only there al Tanai, that is the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no Beis HaMikdash now, so Esha, there's no Kedusha. So we have over here a Machloikas Rishonim. Shitas HaRambam is, as those before in the Kliyaka and others, that Be'etzem, there is Kedusha Vadai, on the Mokim HaMikdosh, on the Kosel HaMaravi, on that area. The Ravid says no. Says the Ravid, nowadays there's no Shechina. So if there's no Shechina, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, there's no Shechina. That's why he took the Heiligu Ravid.
So if you're the Ravid, you go off onto...
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to pass connect that. We pass them, Shabubing to them. We pass connect the Rambam, and we pass connect, as before some of the Maisel will see, that Be'etzem we pass in, there is Shechina on the Kaisel. That means when a person goes there, there is Be'etzem a Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Mokim. It's a tremendous research. A person has to be very, very careful how he acts over there. It's Be'etzem Shechina. It's the Mokim HaShechina of the Mikdosh Mamish. We have to be very careful. Now, when we mention the Kaisel, did it ever occur to anybody to think, and I heard someone saying before, which Kaisel? Kaisel of what? Everyone knows there was a Beis HaMikdosh, and there was a wall around that, right? Harabayis. Which kaisel was it? We know Ba'etzim there's three kaisels. What is it? One wall was around by the Kodesh Kedoshim, by the Menorah, by the Mizbeach over there. There was another one by the Azara. There was another one by the Harabais. So the Shaila is, which one are we dealing with? Now, nobody says, Posh, this is Poshet. It's Bada, not the wall of the Kodesh Kedoshim. This is not a Poshet. Right. The Shaila is, which one is it? Yeah?
What's that kaisel cutting thing?
It's a continuation. That means it's just getting nearer the mokim of the Kurdish Kadoshim. But the question we're asking is, what is this wall? That's the Shaila.
Like in a tunnel situation, this is like
the closest. That's not fair. It could be either wall. Yeah, it's just closer to Mokim Amikdosh. So you'll ask me, what's the Naf Gemina? Who cares if it's the wall of the Azara or if it's the wall of the Harabites? What's the Naf Gemina? Like you said, what's the Naf Gemina? Are you allowed to cross over the wall of the Kaisel? You have that little big there, a big tunnel, that big bridge over there with the wood, all the wooden posts, and you want to go up there. Now, is it Mutter or is it us? Now, there's come enough Geminas over here. Because if it's going to be the wall of the Azara, so it's a Chiv Koris Mamish. Chiv Koris. A person goes in there without the proper Tahira, it's Be'ezim is Chiv Koris. Oh, but if it's not the wall of the Azara, it's the wall of the Harabais, so maybe it's going to be more Mekel. So how about Esam do we paskin? So again, we have a Shtuk of Machlokes over here, the Razbaz, for example, and Chayodim seems to paskin this way, that they want to tie it, it's the wall of the actual Azara. That means it's very, very serious, the other side. Ova, I'm going with Moshe in Orchaim Chedik Beis, and with Moshe, and going to God with Moshe says like this. Says with Moshe, we know that the Biskarov Kemat never ever went to the Kaisel. And so with Moshe, after the Pshat was that the Biskarov held that the wall of the Kaisel was the wall of the Azara. So he didn't want to go even before the wall, because before the wall is also a problem. And then it has to be Torah and so on and so forth. Oh, but comes on with Moshe. This is a Motika Svara. Says with Moshe, it cannot be, says with Moshe. By the way, this is famous with Moshe. The Dua. Famous with Pshat with Moshe in this Mahalach. It cannot be that hundreds and thousands of Frum Yidin have gone to the Kaisel and they've been Chayiv Koris because they haven't been Tahor. It's not Shaykh. Elambai, the Kaisel that we're looking at, the Wim Moshe, must be the Kaisel of the Harabites and not the Kaisel of the actual Azor.
Right?
Everyone goes, it can't be that. No, Moshe is a famous Psak. And it's to do it, in your day we find it by Hilchos of the Oya, by the ship. There's a lot of maises, I can't get to right now, of Rav Moshe has a mahalach, that it's not shared the Gans Klali scroll through Nishol and something, and no one knew about it. The male ever went to the Kaisel, no one dipped to the mikveh before they went. You saw anyone go to the mikveh before they went? No! Again? That's another problem.
You chayav karis if you go outside the Azara?
Inside.
So if it's the wall of the Azara, you're not chayav karis if you go up to it?
Again, to go across it. You go across it.
Millions of people don't cross it.
No. Everyone goes up to the Kaisel.
Right, so you have Chayiv Koris if that's the wall of the Azara.
You have to be Torah.
You're still outside
in
the Azara.
In Harabais. If you're within Harabais, you've got to be Torah. No one's Torah. I mean, it could be theoretic if you went to Mikvah in the right open, and there's a lot of halachas you have to see. So, but Esam Moshe wants to time it this way. Again? I'm not going to get into politics right now. Right? You're mentioning Satmar, so you do a machlekes with Moshe and Satmar, right? Everybody knows there's a famous machlekes with Moshe and the Satmar. You should know your dua when it came to the double the machitzas. So the Satmar Hasidim at one point was so upset with Moshe that they went on. I heard this from somebody that was whatever he heard from somebody that lived in the building itself, and he told me, "Azoi," said they used to go up to Moshe the Godel Hador's house and used to smash on the door, banging on the door. They ordered pizza to his house. They ordered cranes out. Shemirachim what they did to him. And he said he has a window. They had a window looking into Moshe's apartment at the same time as the mice of people smacking on the door, and he saw inside where Moshe was sitting. With Benuchas and Nefesh, learning Vaita. What's enough Gemini, what's going on outside? He's smashing the door. This is the gathering of Moshe Rabbeinu side. Okay. We have another Raya. What's another Raya? We have a Raya from David HaMelech. We know David HaMelech did not build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? He was Oisik and Munchoma. He couldn't do it. But what did he do? He built the wall of the Kaisel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, put down the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I love David HaMelech so much that I'm going to keep this Kaisel up Lo'ilo Void. If that's the case, we have an offer in a riot, then it must be that the Kosher that we're looking at is not the Beis HaMikdash, it's the wall that was surrounding that for the Harabites.
So that continues.
So the women and children, they have to build that wall and
yeah, but another pshat. Oh, but actually, we're going to write it from Dovid HaMelech, and that means Matan Matzah. Now, Rav HaPoskim, Paskin, like we're saying, like with Moshe, and like derived from Dovid HaMelech, that the wall that we're looking at is Be'etzem going to be the wall of the Har Habayis. That means Be'etzem. L'chayra comes along Rabbi Matis, and he says, hey, so what's the big deal? Har Habayis? No, I'll go to the mikvah. I don't know. I've got that bridge over there. Let me go inside. What's the big deal? Let me go inside and go and throw stones at a few Arabs. So what's it for that? Why? It's only Arabis. I'll go to the mikvah. What's the big deal? So the truth is, in a Hanami, you're probably right. It's not a major big deal to go over. Well, all you have to do is go to the mikvah properly. Well, that's the shaila, how to do it properly. Proper mikvah, proper zak. There's another problem. We know, the Mishnah, right? The Olim, almost holding that. The Mishnah, the end of Brachos, you can't go with shoes. Can't give his shoes. Say them. So tell them to take off their shoes. And the Mishnah says later, no wallets, no money, nothing. If that's the case, what are you going to do? And it's going to be Tzayuch Huz, the Mishnah says. No matter, it's not Shayach to make Chalai Yisrael say, alright, you can all go to the Harabites. However, you have to go to the mikvah, you have to take off your shoes, you know, we'll set up like a nice stand outside the entrance over there, we'll charge money, make it into a tourist action. Yeah. It's not a gear. Because all of these problems, that's why.
There's a mikvah right there.
It's not a gear. You're going to tell everybody to go to the mikvah, take off their shoes, give in their wallets, go for a tzayvah, no tourist pictures. It's very schwer. It's very, very schwer. It's very, very schwer. That's why that's right. Again, but we're pastoring it to Arabayas. The only problem is, you know, if you were to argue ethically, there's no way it's hard to get to. Okay, Rabbi said. So where's this negate to us? Most people here are not going to go up the ramp over there. Most people are not going to cross over to get into Arabic. So how's it negate? So the place is a posh nafkamina. Are you allowed to stick your fingers into the cracks of the wall? This is a very negate. Because you want to get that note in there. You want to make sure that note doesn't come out 2 minutes later. So you want to stick it in there real good. And you want to use your fingers. So if we're saying that on the other side of the wall, and this includes the wall, l'chayra, is already Harabayis, and I'm Tomei, and I'm not told in order to go inside. How many? That's not a community, it includes the walls. So if it includes the wall itself, I'm not allowed to put my fingers in there, because it's Tomei, right? Touching wall is not better than this. There's a sheet that holds it. When it's done, it moves a little bit, so maybe touching would be a problem. Our patch of the postcard are not kosher for that. It's only putting your fingers in the wall, because when you put your fingers in the wall, that makes it more of a problem.
Some stones go in and some go out.
And Akanami, you've got to watch out for these things also. And not Hanami.
It's tricky. It's
this is the shayla. Rabbi, we haven't said the psak yet. Both, Rabbi, say both. Okay. What? Mariel Diskin, Riskerot, was Chaylik, and he said about it, it's Osagomo for a person to go along and put his fingers in there. However, Mariel Diskin. And then we have an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, it was in Poland. I was never able to go to the Haver Kaisel, and I'm wishing to find somebody who's walking to the Kaisel, who's going to get there eventually, and I'll give them some money, and I'll buy some land, I'll be Mekayim the Haver Mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Of a Zubda Avnei Nezer Be'etzem, it should be mutter for a person to put his fingers through the cracks, and he brings them a card from the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have a house, you have a room.
Yeshua
was
just owning the land?
Yeah, only buying it. But it's a Ramah Betan Shinzayin also discussing you that on Shabbat on the day go, you've got to sign the papers, because the Bishra is throwing it as a mitzvah. Anyway, Be'etzim over here, you have a Shedda Abin Nezi, you have a Gemara. And the Gemara says that if you have a room, and this room has a door, where is this room situated? On the Har Habayis. Zod the Gemara, if the door is facing Choyl, weekday, not Kodesh, then the whole room becomes not Kodesh and Choyl. Comes on the Avnei Nezer. It's a durable. Since we have to argue, we've got so much to do. But essence of the Avnei Nezer, my edict. The same thing with the cracks. Because the cracks open up where? To Choyl, to weekday, to non-sanctified property. If that's the case of the Avnei Nezer, you have a rabbi in the Gemara. Comes along with Tzipa Yisrael Frank. It's Hasbe Shalom who told you to do things. Beish, I'm in a case where you have a room. And the room, the essence was never Kodesh. Then it doesn't become Kodesh. of a Zogun Tzubes and Frank over here, the wall was never made with cracks. It became cracked. So if it became cracked, those cracks were Eitzem HaKodesh. There's no head to them, says the Tzubes and Pesach Frank, to put your fingers in it. Kach Lameisa Paskins the Halacha, the Stapler, the Chazin Ish, the Moshe Sternbuch, they're all Paskin that a person should not put his fingers inside the wall. When then he wants to put a piece of paper in, he takes a pen and he sticks it in that way. A person should be Machmel. If you rove up Boiskin that we have in Eretz Yisrael, a person shouldn't do it. Because it's Kodesh, because it's Harabais. Okay, we have to move over inside, we haven't got that much time. Is a person allowed to take a piece of the Kodesh home with him? And this person you should know. What's that? Not the leaf. A piece of the wall. The Fletcher, a piece of the wall. Very good. Very good, Kasher.
Wall break.
Now, the mice in the time when they first found the Kodesh, it was crumbles with the wall all over the place. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igus Moshe of someone that came to America after the war and he had a piece of the coastal with him. He said there was scattered all over the place. I took a bit of the biggest skull you could probably get. Have a piece of the coastal with me. I can dive in there every morning right by the coastal. Kind of Moshe, Rav Moshe has this beautiful tshuva. Rav Moshe brings a ray from the Gemara in Mi'ila, Daf Yud Aleph. Whatever, we're not going to go into the raise right now of a remotion of Paskins that Aloch, it's Mi'ila, it's also to have Hanoh. Now tell me, where's the Hanoh? Push the Hanoh. You're going to tell it with your friends. You have the piece of the Kaisel. Come and look. That's Hanoh. The remotion is also Gomel. That means if a person ever took one home, it wouldn't even help to bring it back. What's the help to bring it back? You're going to stick it back on the wall with some glue. And you're going to put it in Seamus. And that person remotion of Maisa. Is a person allowed to lean on the wall? And this is very negay. You see people, especially when it comes to Shavuos, or when it comes to a pack matzav on Yom Tov, for example, Sukkos, for example, Bukhos Kahanim. So it's very hot, people are tired, there's no chairs, so people by the wall, lean on the wall. Is it mutter or asa? So Rav Moshe Baruch Hashem again discusses that Yeshayla. And Rav Moshe Baruch Hashem again says that this wall is Kodesh. Now if the wall is Kodesh, you don't have to have an argument. If you don't have an argument, you can't lean. Now there is a limud schus, I saw go down, an interesting limud schus. I'll give you my side, for example, like this. Let's say, for example, a person on Shabbos has a hat, and the hat gets dusty. Right? Gets dusty, and it just rolls, someone steps on it, someone hits on the wall, whatever, it gets dusty. Now, someone once came over to Rav Moshe in the country, and said, Rav Moshe, look at my hat, it's all dusty. Is there a hat for me to clean it? He said, no, but it's ostrich. He said, no, right, so clean the hat that's dusty. Chasr Shom, is it not to you? He said, hey, it's not covered Shabbos. Rav Moshe says, what do you mean? Okay, that is covered Shabbos. If you leave it that way, that's covered Shabbos. So the limits closely want to tie them on people that lean on the wall is a zot. If a person leans on the wall to do up his shoelace, besedah, because I've added a bezoid to the halik of Kaisel. Or if a person is leaning on the wall, why? Because he needs to cry to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He wants to daven. He wants to play. He wants to beg. So maybe the leaning he's doing is not a bezoid to the wall. Faket. It's a cover to the wall. And if it's a cover to the wall, that would rather be a limud schus for a person to do that also. Again. I didn't find anyone that says it's mutar lachatchil on that way. Even the storm, it's more of a limud schus.
What about shade from the sun?
Again?
Shade from the sun, that's also enough.
Hey, but I'm not doing anything ba'esim, I'm just standing in a mokim. That would be okay. Rishlam of Zalman asks, a person goes to the coastal. Yeah, a Mayri there, a Mayri there, a Bimcha over there, could be a bit of Shachas down there, Amen, Yahish Be Rabba, Baruch. What's going on with it? What's he meant to do? Is he allowed to answer? Does he have to answer? He wants to say to him, he's in the middle of a million, he hears Amen over there, it's an answer Maisa. Now, there's a big Shaila, I'm not going to all the Pratim, because it's negated to a lot of situations, but I'll just tell you one kind like this. Kedusha, right? Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Alicha Shlomo says that Be'etzem, when a person has such a matzav, he's in a minion, and he hears another minion that are not up to the same place as him, he's not mechuyav to answer or main or whatever it may be together with them. Right? This is your kasha be'etzem matters. But be'etzem is also Rishlam Azam, but we cannot go into each individual case because it's too difficult. Now, there's a Yismach Moshe, the Yismach Moshe and Parshat Bekudei, right? And he tied his azoy. He says that the Shechina be'etzem rests on the Heiliger Kaisel. And he says, Akidei Kacha, the Heiliger Shechina on the Kaisel, is that this is gives Klal Yisrael the koyach to be able to withstand from doing different avodas. If we never had that shin on the kozel, we would not cope. That's also the Heilige Yisrael Moshe with Tzadik. The Heilige of Tzadik says very similar. He says that everybody knows that every yid out there, however bad he may be, he's got that pintle of yid. Right? He's got a little flame inside burning. He said, where does that koyach come from? suit the heilig of tzaddik, it comes from the heilig shchina of the kaisel. Ad kidei kach rabbeisai. Now, where is the makar? Did anyone find ever a makar of putting in the notes inside the heilig of kaisel? Is there such a thing discussed?
That's like every tzaddikim, same thing.
But where in the kaisel miyuchad, it seems to be something that's mamish, even the goyim do it, kilu, right? There's a shagad, I don't know. Now, be'etzem, I found a makar in the heilig of orachayim hakodesh. The orachayim hakodesh, someone once came to him to ask him for a brother. He said, I can't help you. They came back, and they came back, and they came back. He said, listen, I can't help you. Take this note and put it into the kaisel. As long as the heilig Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And because the guy lost the note, somebody else found it, and he saw the name of the Or HaChaim written in it, and because they got it back, and eventually got it into the kaisel. Zugnitzis Eliezer, we see from here in Makor, for putting things into the heilig kaisel. The guy Rebbe Amol used to say, that, you know, there's a saying in English, ears have, yeah, English that is, wars have ears. So the Heilig Rebbe, by the Heilig Kaisel, it's no truer by the Heilig Kaisel. There's tacky ears over there. A person's fillers are onto them more than anywhere else in the Heilig world. Okay. Next, ripping Rabbi Yisai. A person ripping, it seems to be something that people have often forgot. Do we have to rip? Do we not? It's very mixed up. When do you not have to? So like we said again from the Gemara in Tainis, that the essence of a person wants to be Zoicha, to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and he has to have tsar on the Beis HaMikdash. And if you don't have tsar, Ein Kabachayim and Hilfus Tishabab, Hashem Yirachim, what's going to be with such a person? Mimela, the Shulchan Aruch brings down many actions that a person has to do in order to remember the Heiliger Churban Beis HaMikdash. One of them is ripping. So, we know that the Be'etzem, a person is meant to be ripping when he sees Yerushalayim. The moment he sees Yerushalayim in a state that it is, he's meant to be ripping. The minhag seems to be Nishna Zoy, someone a taina because it's all governed by Yidden, so maybe it's not such a problem. Someone a taina is only the old city, it's not Be'etzem, the holy Yerushalayim. We're going to go into the Shita Zab Poiskim. We know the Kaisel, the Kulei Alma, everyone holds you have to rip. When you have to rip, we'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, the ripping itself. Now the ripping is done Be'etzem, the first time you see the Azora, the mockery of the Azora, is the first time when you see that, miyad you have to rip. The minhag seems to be that when you see the dome with the rock over there, that you rip over there. Now most people don't want to rip when they see that because it's not geshmak. So what you do is you close your eyes, you look down, and when you see the kosel straight away, then you rip over there. This is a double portion. A person, when he b'shas ripping, should be bowing slightly towards the wall. And if a man and a woman, both, everyone is mechuyav to rip kriya, both the man, both the woman. There's a shayla by children, if you have to wait till the bar mitzvah, or even by chinuch, where you post him say, until bar mitzvah, they're not mechuyav doing anything like this. I saw this morning an unbelievable chiddush from Rav Shai Mekshlita, Rav Chaim Kanievsky passing this way also. He says like this, if you have a bocha in yeshiva, and this bocha is getting his money from where? From his parents. His parents tell him, you buy shirts, you buy things like that, and they're very much on the money to make sure he doesn't spend too much. Zugd with Scheinberg that this bocha is not allowed to rip kriya because his shirt doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his parents. Now this lechor is a big chiddush because pashtus, your parents give money, I'll ask, whatever you want to buy, you buy. But some people's parents are like a magpin, they want to make sure, don't buy too much, be careful what you spend, whatever it may be. Remember, if your parents are like a magpin, Rav Scheinberg Paskin, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Paskin, you're not allowed to rip kriya, it doesn't belong to you. We're going to see about there's other eights also. A chasen and a kala before the chuppah are not mechuyav to do kriya. I'm sorry, are, and after the chuppah, the whole way during Sheva Brachas are part of doing kriya. You have to know, Kideiga or Kashulchan said it's going to be one tefach. One tefach is 4 inches. That's how much a person has to rip. It should be lechatzchila on the left hand side, right, by the heart. Or by Mabal Bismanenu, we don't do ab all the way to the heart. You can't even rip on the right hand side.
So,
now,
so ripping right here, that's not true?
No, it's good. Now the meaning is because we don't rip all the way to the heart, you can even do on the right hand side of your garment. That's mutter. Now, very interesting enough, it does not have to be a different garment every single time. A person can be yachad one old, dirty, too small shirt and say, this is my ripping of the coastal shirt. And every single time he rips it a new place, this 100% is mutter, right? And be'etzim, you can the mitre take off your garment straight away. There's no issa be'etzim, you don't have to wear it the whole time. Some say you should do it, you should wear it a little bit to show the chashiv is better, right? Again?
Every time we go.
Oh, every time we go, we can get to it 1 more minute. And when do you not have to rip? On which days do you not have to rip? So this is Boshet, ba ba ba. Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and he says, about it, we can't rip. What's the svar? Why can't I rip? This is a swear of Moshe. You know why? Because a person's going to... No, not Bigli Shabbos. A person's going to go into Shabbos after ripping his clothes for the Beis HaMikdash. Such a person's not going to be able to have a Shabbos. Such a person's not going to be able to think properly. Not be able to eat properly. Not be able to dance properly. So Moshe, he said, I'm sorry, you can't do it. Now, I have a Meister Rabbah by his side. I took once in the Heiliger car with me, Rav Falk von Gaiter, one of the biggest poskim in England. I took him with me to the Kaisel on Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, and he ripped Kriya. And this Lemaisa, a lot of poskim hold, that after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, the Savada, you are allowed to rip Kriya. Now, on Shabbos itself, Avadu don't rip Kriya, to Shabbat Doraisa, by the way. Normal ripping is Rabbonu, because it's a Kilkul, but on Shabbos it could be Shabbat Doraisa, because it's a Tikkun. But anyway, if a person goes on Shabbos, and then on Sunday, he goes as well. So if the poskim is not to rip again, I didn't rip, so what? He saw the kosher already. So if a person goes on Shabbos, he no longer has to rip any day he continues to be going. About what?
You owe?
Again?
You owe a
Kriya. No, not everyone's passing that way. We've seen the regular person not going that mahalak. I actually want to be Mahalak. Beautiful. Well, the regular person come not mahalak. I'm not going that mahalak. Cholamoid, we don't rip. Rosh Chodes is a shayla. A lot of places can seem to say Rosh Chodesh, you do, but Rosh Chodesh Zalman says that any day we don't say Tachlan, the many we don't rip also. Again, Rabbi said, a person should want to rip. It shouldn't be we try to get out of it. We want to have Tzav on the Chorban. And Apa Piki in the Halacha says that if a person doesn't rip, he should still say Baruch Dayin Ha'emes. Okay. Without Shem Malchus, even if you're not ripping, even if you're of course, even if there's Horda Shem Shibur. Oh, very good. Okay, how do we get out of the ripping period? Again, it's a stickle machlo. Even a person big this Shabbos is more of a machlo. Let's finish up, Rabbi. Let's finish up.
And also the Harbais.
We haven't got time. What's the offer? Now, Rabbi says, right, there is an eitzah for a person to go to the Kaisar. And he will not have to rip Kriya. And that is for a person to be macking his clothes to somebody else. He say to your friend, do me a favor, give me a pen. You take his pen, your shirt now belongs to him. And that's the case, not my shirt, I'm not allowed to rip. Now, a lot of places can mochulik on this, because different halachas have different kinyonim. But again, Rabbi said, we're not looking for a way out. We're looking to do tzav. We want to have tzav, we want to be zoicha to the binyan based on mikdash to see it. And a person has done tzav. Who has in, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, this is what the Olam is asking, that if a person lives in Yerushalayim, and he hasn't been in the Kosel for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 days, he's not mechuyav to do kriya, unless he leaves Yerushalayim for an extended period of time, and Mamela then he's cut it off, 30 days is better than his man, and Mamela if a person goes home, it's a chutzlaret, for 30 days, when he comes back to his zicha, he should be doing it.
What's considered Yerushalayim?
Yerushalayim means Yerushalayim. I'm not talking about the old city. It's talking about Yerushalayim. Yeah.
If you go in the cold or the rain, is that considered tzar for this mitzvah?
Again.
If you go in the cold or the rain, is that considered tzar?
Hold on. The mom is 2 minutes. I have to finish. But boy said, why is it called the Wailing Wall? I always wondered, what's the Wailing Wall? What's pshat? So the Medrash says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised, I'm never ever going to destroy the Kaisel. This is not a poshut, right? The Medrash Rabbah says, I could take care that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, all the gates were closed, right? Gemara Be'etzim in Bamatzia. All the gates were closed except for Shar HaTiz. The name of the Shar HaTiz that they want to call the Kaisel is the Heiliger Kaisel. That's where it got that name from. Now, I've always said the Kedush of the Heiliger Kaisel, the last thing, and then we have to finish. The Kedush of the Heiliger Kaisel is Oyin Gunnoyer, like we said. There is Shechina of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Mokim Ha Kaisel. A person that stood with the Chazan Ish, for example, the Chaleidika Chazan Ish, once went to the Kaisel. And when he went to the Kaisel, he felt terribly weak, and he went away straight away. Rav Chaim Kanievsky years later said that the Chazan Ish got a minor heart attack. When he saw the matzav of the Kaisel, he poshut couldn't cope with it. The Maral Diskin, the Heilige Maral Diskin, lived right near the Kaisel. He could poshut see the Kaisel. But he said he never ever went to the Kaisel. Because every time he started walking there, he probably felt so weak, he probably couldn't take it. He was going to faint. Then he never went there. What? They say a Maisa. They say, we have to finish. We're going to have to finish. They say a Maisa from the Munkat Rebbe. The Heiliger Munkat Rebbe said that Be'etzem, I would love to go to the Kaisel. But if I go to the Kaisel, I'll never be able to leave the Shechina and Klal Yisrael need me. Mainly, he never went to the Kaisel. There was a Maisa once with the Helik of Gary Rebbe. The Gary Rebbe was in Europe, and he made a whole thing. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the Gary Rebbe is going to the Kaisel. So they made the whole trip, and they made the whole ship ride, and it took weeks and weeks, and eventually he went together with the Gaba, and he got to the Kaisel. Now when he came back, he said, everyone, you can't go over to the Rebbe and say, hey Rebbe, how was the Kaisel, right? You gotta go to the Gaba. He said, oh, crowd around the Gaba. He said, no, Gaba, the Gary Rebbe went? No, he went to the Kaisel. Yeah, sure, he went to the Kaisel. No, how was it? Hey, no. What does it look like? You know, there are no pictures. None of these Kabbalah Gazachan. So, what does it look like? What do you want to see? He said, no, I have no idea. I looked at the Rebbe the whole time. I have no idea what the Kaisel looked like. That was the Maisa there with the Gaba. Then it sits and the Yerza says, and it's put down a lot of Kaiskim, that a person should know there is a Shechina, there is a Kedusha in the whole Mokim HaKaisel. A person has to be careful. People go, there's a saying, I think, in America, shoot me by the wall, for something like that, with the pictures and all these other. A person has to know it's not a tourist attraction. People are smoking. People are on their phones. People are schmoozing. Rabbi said there is a kedusha of a shul, and even more than that, the shechina is there. If a person wants to get answered from his heiligot tefillahs, and he wants to avoid his loin to listen to what he's saying, a person has to be'etzem treat it with kedusha. A person has to have some kind of fear when he walks in there. It's not a zayin, it's not a sports stadium. You walk in, they take some pictures, very nice, I've been yaitzim achir, and I'm out of there. It's be'esim kedusha. It's be'esim chashiv. A person should think when he goes there that be'esim is the mokim kodesh that the Shechina is there. Rabbi Yisrael, we should be zoyed to see the binyan face Hamikdash.
Amen.